Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
So I used to take Henry on the plane all the time when I lived in the Midwest. You just put him in a little carrier. He goes under the seat in front of you. He was always super cool about it. Never any issues. I remember there was even one time I was walking off the plane and a woman said, I didn't even know there was a dog in there.
Cute.
Like, yeah. Yeah, he's super quiet. Doesn't cause any disruption with anybody.
And for a pug, that's rare.
Absolutely.
At the very least, you'd hear him breathing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right. Well, I know a lot of airlines are now limiting the pets that you can bring on board. Because it seems like people are kind of now abusing the system. They're
right.
Claiming that...
Everything's an emotional support pack.
Absolutely. So now they're being a little more strict about it. They're saying, listen, if you have an emotional support animal, it's one dog or one cat per person with a doctor's note. And that's actually what Southwest Airlines is saying.
Okay.
Well, they've now admitted, well, we have to kind of open that window a little bit to not just a dog and not just a cat. So Southwest... along with JetBlue and American Airlines, have already done the same thing, are willing to accept a miniature horse on an airplane as an emotional support animal. A mini horse.
What?
A mini horse. You can now bring a mini horse on an airplane.
What a time to be alive.
Now, this is not the first time we've discussed mini horses
No.
on the show. We were not, at least Katie and I, were not aware of mini horses
and
prior to that conversation.
And they're magnificent.
It's as close to a fairy, I think, that
you'll ever see.
Mm-hmm. If you don't believe us, Google mini horse, go to Google Images and say goodbye to your day.
Yeah. Oh, and or pretend or prepare to take a nap because you are going to expel so much energy loving it.
They do so many things. They wear fun hats.
Oh.
They cuddle up with cats.
Mm-hmm.
They lay on balls. They wear clothes. I mean, the list goes on and on.
On and on.
Where do you put a mini horse on an airplane? Great question, Katie.
Thank you.
At your feet.
Underneath the seat in front of you?
No. Like at your feet. So you need to let the airline know ahead of time that you are, in fact, bringing Bingo, your mini horse, on the airplane, and they will give you the seat that's right in front of either the door
where they have
extra leg room.
I just Google image searched it, and it's the place where they say, like, you have to be X number of years and older to sit in that area,
right.
And do you commit to saving the rest of the plane if we should
The emergency exit row?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
God, this emotional mini horse is wearing shoes. Okay, so here's the thing. This is going to be... this. Once again, I'm going to bring something up.
Okay.
I understand that some people have dogs, and those dogs wear the vest and say, don't pet me, I'm working.
Mm-hmm.
You get a free pass.
Totally.
I've seen many dogs... and if I am told I cannot pet your dog, I'm all right with that. I can live.
It's in training.
But it is against my better nature.
I understand.
If you have something that I've never seen in person, that I've only read about on the internet.
Yeah, in fairy tales.
And you try to put a don't pet me, I'm working vest on me. I'm trying to sense if my owner is about to have a seizure or something like that. I'm sorry, but I don't care. I'm going to pet and kiss your horse.
If you take a mini horse on a plane or anywhere.
Right.
And you cloak it in something that says no one can touch it.
Right.
The owner of that mini horse can go to hell.
Right. You're a monster.
You're a monster.
In fact, every person that gets on and off the plane gets to give it a kiss.
Yes. And go, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, did you see the horse? Did I see the horse? That is what people are going to say as they go, unless you put that person on last.
Oh my God. Okay, now, Rain, where do you stand with this?
I mean, I'm cool with it. I guess, I mean, I've never seen a mini horse.
You're just cool? He's just cool with it?
I mean, I've never seen a mini horse in person.
Yeah, neither have we, Rain. That's what we're saying. That's why we support this.
Here's something I like to bring up. American Airlines actually has a rule, and this is what the rule says, bans animals with tusks, horns, or hooves, excluding miniature horses properly trained as service animals. I've said this multiple times when it comes to rules. When rules are posted somewhere, I want to know the story on why this rule was created.
That, like, what had tusks?
Right.
And you tried to bring a plane.
Right.
And then somebody said, like, guys, we got to make a rule about this.
It seems like the number one thing that a mini horse is used for service for is a seeing eye horse.
Mm.
Now...
Which does sound funny for you to say. Eye horse.
Now, I'm not saying this to be mean or for any other reason, but why would you want the horse instead of a dog? Why? What is it about the... Why? It seems like you're doing it just to kind of stand out, to be a hipster. Like,
Kevin.
It's basic bitch to get a seeing eye dog.
Kevin.
I want a seeing eye horse.
Because they're majestic.
But you don't, I mean.
They can wear hats. They can wear shoes.
But if you're blind, you can't see that.
You can feel it.
Just like
And you know you're doing the rest of the world a favor.
Oh, that's a good point.
See?
All right.
Good people.
Good people. I mean, I support this, airlines.
106.5 The End.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.